With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on your afternoon drive. John Gallo on the ones and twos. Let's bring him in on the Rob Dibble Hotline. Cam Rogers does the Tiger Woods podcast. You can check it out on Believe Podcast Networks. Cam, first question for you, man. Everybody is laying a lot of money on Tiger Woods to win the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. Is that smart money, or should the money be put on Dustin Johnson, for instance?
Dustin Johnson, absolutely. He is the guy. And I find it really interesting that a lot of money is going on Tiger Woods so far because, I'll be honest, guys, a little bit of a surprise, not a big fan of his chances this weekend.
Well, also, remember last year, like, this was a thing where everybody's just happy to see him back. And I remember 10 years ago, Cam, is like, if you're going to put any kind of money on a tournament, it doesn't matter if you know golf or you don't know golf. I know Tiger Woods. I'll throw 20 on that. And I feel like that's what everybody's doing this week. But why doesn't he have a chance, man? I mean, it's Tiger Woods. He can do anything.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I say he doesn't have a chance, I always say, let's put an asterisk next to that because Tiger Woods has surprised us before, a la the Masters just a year ago. So totally understand, actually, why a lot of the public money is going on Tiger Woods, because this is like one of the longest odds he has had at a major championship in quite some time. So it's like, why not sprinkle $10, right? $20 for him to win outright, right? I mean, there could be a nice little payout there. But here's the situation. I am not a big fan of his recent form right now, guys. If you look at the recent finishes, T51 at the BMW, T58 at the Northern Trust, T37 at the PGA, nothing is really clicking in terms of scoring right now. He's not making a lot of birdies. Now, with that said, that's not really necessary at Winged Foot this week. But if you actually look deep into the stats, Tiger was 145th on the PGA Tour last season in driving accuracy, 183rd in putting. Both of those things crucial at Winged Foot at the U.S. Open. I like him a lot at the Masters, but in terms of his performance at the U.S. Open, I'm a little bit wary, especially of that rough and especially of that four-time surgically repaired back hacking it out of that rough.
Talking to Cam Rogers, he does the Tiger Woods podcast. Let's talk about Tiger, though. I mean, is he still, you know, coming off the back surgeries? And is it the time spent away? We know he's been caddying for his son. Is it just maybe lack of playing? Is that why he's not so sharp?
You know, I think he's just looking for something right now, guys. It's not like he's missing cuts left and right. I just rattled off a few finishes, and he's making the weekend. He's just not really a factor. So, I mean, if you want to put on the rose-colored glasses right now, maybe he finds something just in time for the U.S. Open. He actually admitted he wasn't even feeling all that great going into the Masters last year, and then in that last second, he found something and then, of course, went on to win another green jacket. So that's the funny thing about the game of golf. It's such a volatile sport that you never really know how you're feeling one day and then the next. And then all of a sudden you find something in your swing and boom, you're in contention on Sunday afternoon. He's got to figure out the putter, though, guys. The putter has been, for lack of a better phrase, up and down. I mean, he has just been sometimes above average, but a lot of times really, really below average. And you got to have your putter this week because you're going to be saving yourself for par from 5-10 feet out even. This is going to be a really difficult track. I'm looking at perhaps +6, +7 as the winning score. I'm not even kidding. This could be the toughest test in golf that we have seen in quite some time. So for Tiger Woods, the work is cut out for him. I still, again, put that asterisk next to his name. He of course, has a chance, definitely a better chance than Phil Mickelson, who, of course, threw it away 14 years ago.
All right, let's talk about the true favorite. No one really has had a better summer of golf like Dustin Johnson. We saw him, Cam, at the Travelers. We saw him Thursday as we were wrapping up our show from a fair distance away around the driving range. Dustin had a horrible Thursday, and he busted out of there. He, like, got the hell out of Travelers TPC River Highlands. Came back and had a phenomenal next 3 days. But if you remember, even in that tournament, he struggled there that last four holes, had to play out of the pond to win that tournament. He just won the FedEx Championship. Now, he had that 10-stroke lead going into that tournament, but also the tournament before that, the overtime hole, or the extra hole that he had to play in order to win some money there, but just took up second. So he's had, like, a great summer, but there's still been some trials and tribulation for him to do what he's had to do. What kind of Dustin Johnson do you expect at this particular course in this particular tournament?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Dustin Johnson really has been a curious case. Of course, he won the Travelers Championship, and then not too long after that, guys, he threw up a couple of 80s, and then everybody was like, oh my God, what's going on with Dustin Johnson? And then he has that nice $15 million payday at the FedEx Cup. So, yeah, I mean, the beauty of Dustin Johnson's game is nothing in his bag. It's all between the ears, because if he wins $15 million or he shoots a couple of 80s, that next day he is so good at just erasing everything and moving on to that next tournament. With that said, I am not a big fan, obviously, from a value standpoint, if you're betting on him, but also just in a reality standpoint of his chances at Wingsfoot. And I'm definitely in the minority by saying that, because a lot of the data recently shows that, yes, he should perform well here. But if you guys actually look at a lot of the players since the PGA Tour restart have had their spurts of success. Bryson DeChambeau was an example in the beginning of the restart. Jason Day had four straight top 10 finishes and then all of a sudden lost it in his last two tournaments. So maybe we're getting some regression to the mean a little bit here, if you will, with Dustin Johnson this week. And it's not necessarily an indictment on his game, but I mean, it's just natural in the game of golf. You have the ebbs and flows, the successes and, you know, some failures here and there. And then also, we're talking about a major championship type field with a ton of big time talented players: Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, Tony Finau, Hideki Matsuyama, Xander Schauffele, of course. So it's going to be really hard for DJ to continue this success just because of the talent pool that he's dealing with right now. And, of course, the pressure of being that reigning FedEx Cup champion.
Cam Rogers does the Tiger Woods podcast. You can find it on Believe Podcasts. Well, tell me who you like, and is it one Schauffele or Thomas?
So I got JT at number 3 in my power rankings, Schauffele at number 2 in my power rankings. Number 1, my projected winner, is the Englishman Tommy Fleetwood. Now, Tommy actually played on the European Tour last week out there in Portugal, hoping to find something with his swing. And when somebody says that as a golfer, you're thinking, okay, they're probably going to finish like tied for 50th and, you know, try to figure things out. No, Tommy finished inside the top 10, not even trying to win that tournament. So that tells me, A, he found something in his swing, and then B, he's going to carry that into Wingsfoot this week. I'm really confident in his game right now. I love his U.S. Open resume, guys. He has that U.S. Open type of build, if you will, the grind it out style. And I think that will be really critical at Wingsfoot this week. So I think he gets it done. He hoists the trophy on Sunday afternoon.
The moniker of the U.S. Open is it's going to be one of the most difficult tournaments in the whole calendar year, no matter where it's being played in the United States, and Wingsfoot no exception. Can you explain or illustrate to our listeners the rough in particular? Because we're Googling this yesterday and trying to find out everything we can about how tight the fairways are going to be and how long the rough is. Explain how difficult this rough is in Wingsfoot.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting test. So it's a par 70 course, just a shade over 7,400 yards. So that's pretty long relative to par. And then you add in the fact that a lot of the holes really aren't straight away, a lot of dog legs on this course. And for context to the listeners out there, think about an Arnold Palmer can, one of those tall ones, right?
Right.
Into the rough. I watched the video, and only the top of the can was visible. So that gives you some reference to the thick, luscious vegetation that these golfers will be hacking it out of. And Jeff Ogilvie actually said it recently on another podcast out there, of course, the winner in 2006 at Wingfoot, that this rough, I mean, if you're hitting it out of there, there sometimes is no way you can make bogey. Like, you legit have to play for bogey, or excuse me, no way you can make par. You definitely just have to think about bogey from that point on. So, I mean, that will give you some idea. And I'll just tell you some historical context. In 1974, when the tournament was played at this course, +7 was the winning score. No major has had a higher winning score since. I think this week could give it a run for its money.
Yeah, I've currently played it the last few years. Wow. And the one thing it also has, Cam, it has a lot of trees and a lot of sand traps like halfway down. And right. If you don't know the course well, you could run into trouble. So for a lot of people that have never played there, it's in a residential area. It's an older course, and there's a lot of these holes. You can easily think you can drive it, and then all of a sudden you're in big trouble.
Yeah, as David Faraday of NBC said, quote, there will be whining. And I agree. We're going to get a lot of interesting quotes throughout the week. I'm excited.
Cam, thank you so much for joining us today, man. We appreciate your time. We know you're very busy. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, always a great time, guys. Take care. Enjoy the week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.